What's poppin', Trill Nation?
It's Ash.
It's your boy Jordan.
And it's your girl Leash. And we are the Benetrill Podcast. So for today's segment, we're going to be asking Jordan some questions to get his perspective, like a guy's perspective. Who wants to start? You want to start or me?
I'll start.
You can go. Okay. What do you find attractive in a woman?
A list or just like the first thing?
Just the first thing. Like, it doesn't have to be a long list.
Natural hair and white teeth. That's the first thing I looked at, yeah.
All right.
Okay, so do you pamper yourself first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you guys do when they pamper themselves?
Well, pamper myself a haircut every 2 weeks.
Yes.
Because it's like $45 for me every 2 weeks to get my haircut and my beard trim. And then every once in a while, I do my nails, but I don't really do as much as I used to.
Do you get pedicures?
I used to not.
It's why?
No, I'm just
why?
Like, just
I mean, why don't you?
I did it myself.
Yourself? You don't go get them done?
I watched a YouTube video. No, I watched YouTube video.
Yeah, he did mine before. Remember?
like your toes and stuff.
My toes now. Because toes is... All you gotta do is just clean them. You don't need to be...
Yeah, but you gotta, you know,
scrub them, your toe now.
I don't do all that. My feet cute, though.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What's your biggest regret?
I'm not gonna say the person's name, but I wish I would have expressed my feelings more. I mean, expressed my feelings, open up a little more than what I do sometimes. Sometimes I feel like I'm a little shy, like laid back.
Why do you think guys are shy though?
A lot of people, it's not just guys. I think a lot of people are just scared to get rejected and like rejection, and then
that makes sense.
Or just making things awkward. I hate making things awkward.
How is it gonna be awkward?
That leads me to this question: why are guys big for going ghost on women?
Because you don't want to make it awkward, one, and then two, sometimes it's we're better off saying not saying how we feel.
But then they come back like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Oh, see, when I do that, I do that. When I do that, sometimes it's like, I don't even think about it. It's like, oh, I haven't talked to her in a while.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What? So, like, what if you guys left off of an argument and something? You just
That's the last thing in the girl's mind.
And then you just went ghost and it came back and said, hey, you know, that's like, what?
Maybe you think it blew over because guys don't hold grudges. Women tend to hold grudges.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking about, like, an argument, but I'm talking about, like, it's all good and stuff like that, and they go ghost. You know how guys do that a lot of times.
Maybe it's another person.
True, true, true.
Maybe be another person, yeah.
True that. So what do you expect from your partner? Like, what does she have to do?
Just be a good person. Make me laugh, that's it. If you be a good person, make me laugh, we're good. That's it.
Really?
I'm not a hard person. Because we all have our flaws. So it's not like I'm not going to tell her to be perfect. So I'm not perfect. But it's just like, don't she make me laugh? It's a good person. Oh, she had to go to school or have a job.
Do something for herself, yeah.
She can't just be being an entrepreneur.
That topic. Let me just...
Selling makeup. Let me stop.
Okay. So what double standard is crazy to you and needs to be ended?
That one's...
What double standard is crazy? Come back to that one. Think about that one.
Okay, let me ask you something else. Okay, do you believe it's cheating to talk to another person if you and the girl you were talking to established you guys were exclusive, but you guys weren't boyfriend and girlfriend?
Which I established
it's not cheating.
It's not cheating. But then again, it's like, if you already established, like, you guys
exclusive, but why aren't you my boyfriend?
Yeah, we're not a couple yet.
Why ain't you wife?
We're just still vibing.
Y'all still vibing and seeing each other, because at the end of the day, you guys could not be, like, boyfriend and girlfriend, but you might realize, oh, I don't like this person like I wanted to, you know.
If we're not we're not together, then we're not together.
Yay.
But
I do that too.
But I do understand though that it's trust.
Yeah, because like if you tell me, don't tell me that we're talking to
each other. For me, obviously it's not technically cheating, but then it's like it's kind of like a wrong thing, like, okay, you told me you weren't.
Now you think you should be up front and tell you somebody else?
Yeah, just tell me.
If you're talking to other people, tell me.
But then that's not a good thing, because you may be like, all right, I'm going to leave him alone.
But I don't know, for me, I don't know if I'm going to just say it, you know, like.
It's a double-edged sword with that one.
Yeah, I'm making connections with other people. I'm not going to just say it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you don't really need to know that until we're.
I mean, I think, to me, when you ask the double standard thing, I think, like, one of them is, like, when a girl talks to multiple guys, she's a like a hoe. And then
oh my god,
a guy versus a guy. He's just being a man, right? He's just being a man.
That's another one. Yeah,
that's a big double standard.
I was thinking about
it. Blows me like what? It's the same thing, you know.
Yeah,
we're all human.
Like, yeah. This is like, because you know, and it's like,
same thing with the bisexual thing we were talking about yesterday. If a guy is with a guy, he's gay. That's not true. Then the girl's with a girl, she's not gay.
That's a big double standard.
Bisexual is bisexual. Yeah. It's like no in between.
It's this thing where people say a guy can't go back to a girl after, like, you know.
See, I don't.
That's what I'm saying. And then it's like a girl can go back to a guy if she has.
That's a double standard.
That is a double standard. I know. Not that they can't go back. It's that their feelings are not the same.
Yeah. It's all up to who that person is.
It's different.
Yeah.
What's your best physical feature?
The other people told you. You can't say yourself.
I have nice teeth.
Okay.
Yeah. And a nice smile, yeah.
Okay. Are you normally the one that says I love you first?
No.
Okay.
Really?
No. Y'all should know that.
I know. I just wanted to ask you.
Okay. No. So, what is your biggest... Okay, I'm actually this one first. What is your biggest turn off?
Poor manners. Yeah. Bad hygiene.
What was the biggest turn off that you dealt with? Let's get more
bad
personal.
Bad hygiene.
Oh, you have dealt with
some
bad hygiene? So, like, what did you do? Like, tell them?
Oh, that's what I'm talking to them.
Oh, you didn't tell them?
Yeah,
what
ghost?
You gotta go ghost. It's kind of hard to say, you stink.
You stink.
Sorry.
Like, but you can, I think you should...
No,
try.
But you should.
I mean, I never talked about anybody. I just went ghost.
Okay,
it's like hard to even try to like rekindle things after that because if you don't take care of yourself, I don't know what you're.
It
gonna...
says a lot.
Yeah,
too. You know what I noticed too? What says a lot too? How a person's car is. Like, we don't have homes. Like,
yeah,
but your car is like your house.
Oh, your car.
So
yeah.
You don't clean your car is not decent. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
When you look at it, yeah.
Because I've seen like water bottles and Gatorade bottles and all this.
You live in your car.
Yeah. I can understand if you put it in the trunk, but now we're in the front seat where everyone can see. Like,
You know how sometimes like you don't feel like cleaning up right now, and then you just go clean it. Some people's car is just really, really dirty though.
Yeah. And you don't even want to sit down.
You don't want to sit down.
You're like, I don't even want to sit in the seat.
That's just trife.
Because you should clean your car out, like, mm-hmm. sanitize it once a month.
Maybe. I think
that's
what
I'm saying. Sanitize it. Clean it sometimes.
And then, like, if you have anything to take in and out, you can do it when you feel its need, but don't let it pile up. You
know? Vacuum.
Yeah.
The carpet and everything, you know what I'm saying? Wipe the seats. Do something. Yeah. Okay, let's see. For me, could you ever date someone you call your sister? Because you asked us this when we were in a video.
Come here, brother.
And we, yeah.
I had to see. It depends.
Then why do you do that? Why would you call your sister
if
you can date them?
That's what I'm saying.
It depends.
If you would date
them.
But is that the same thing as like being a best friend and then...
No.
Yeah.
Best friend is different.
Yeah, you
know. No, it's not. Because for like sister and brother, I take that like your family.
We do, but some people...
No, but I'm saying that word sister and brother is
family. Yeah.
And
family.
I feel... Yes, best friend, like they're family, but you don't call them like your sister.
I have to see. For that one,
they're just
different.
A best friend.
Yes or no?
I'm in the middle. What to see?
Maybe.
Because I've had the feeling before. Now I think about it, like, nah, it'll be weird. Once again, it'll make stuff awkward.
It kind of would change your relationship.
No, but it makes things awkward because you don't want to...
Because she'll probably be like, what? Like,
but it's the way it's sore again because you don't know if the person feels the same way.
Same way, you don't.
And then you go all these years.
Know,
if you ask, then it makes it weird.
That makes it weird, yeah. You would have to get somebody else to ask them or something, but...
Let's see. Yeah. But then again, you're not going to be up front. Someone asked me.
I know.
I'm always, I always play dumb. I do that all the time.
Oh,
what?
Huh?
Wait, what?
That's my favorite thing. I play dumb. Like, huh?
Oh, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Dang, I never knew. Really?
All right. So what's the craziest thing you've done for a girl? Like the overtop thing.
Honestly, nothing.
You've never done like anything crazy?
No. Swear, nothing.
What?
Never.
Okay, so what was something a girl told you to do that you've never done before?
Take her on a trip.
Really?
Yeah, you got two jobs and how did
you get buying stuff? You didn't do it, did
Hell
you?
Hell no. Oh. Hell no. You got two guys and you always buying stuff. We should go on a trip. No.
Okay.
No.
You're going to fly me out.
And you're going to go
fly
half me and out. Half. Fly we can go out. Half and half.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah. See, I like 50-50.
Yeah. That's if we do half and half, no, I'm not paying that.
I mean, I don't mind you taking me on a trip.
I mean, if you offer
it. I know if you offer it.
Trip, fly me out.
If it's like Deep Creek, maybe.
Offer it and say I'm going to take
Deep
you.
Deep Creek. I'm
paying for everything. It's fine.
But you talking about going like somewhere at this, like, L.A., Mexico.
Mexico.
You go half and half. Oh, we go to New York because they got a $25 bus to go up there. We'll do that. You never heard of those Chinese
buses? I can't
buses?
Do buses. I don't like buses.
We don't do buses or trains.
I'm sorry. I just can't. Nasty.
Bougie.
I mean, I'm a whole lot of questions.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's
let's roll through. I'm good.
Okay.
Are y'all out?
Yes. All right, yeah. I think I got one. Okay. Would you date a doctor or a cosmetologist?
Cosmetologist.
Why?
Keep my skin good.
Okay.
Yeah, keep my skin good. Yeah. Actually, nah, because you a have doctor. A doctor, he can also help you.
Right, help you with everything. But then again, I don't know.
Nah, I don't want to hear about stuff you eat and do all day. Yeah.
It's like, that's not good for your health. I think you should stay
there. Yeah. Cosmetologist.
Okay. Why do you think, I want to know real quick. I mean, you might not know everything to this question, but why do you think some guys are insecure?
Rejection, like we said earlier. Everyone's been rejected in some way or like not been accepted. So that's one. Nothing insecurity too. Men are very prideful too. So
right. Okay.
Extremely prideful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I say, I hate it, and I hate my. That's why I'm like. That's why I have a lot of dude friends because I hate dealing with it. But I've noticed too. I have it too. It's a macho thing, kind of like. Not saying you want to be alpha, but you want to be kind of like in control.
Yeah.
So I think that's another thing, some insecurities too. If you have like a strong woman or a woman who knows what she wants, some guys get insecure from that as well.
But do you like when you have a girl
who's
that know that a lot of guys like who she
care.
Is? Like, you know what I mean? Like some girls are saying like, I know my dude's not, you know, not unattractive if other girls want him type stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah,
do
yeah,
guys
yeah.
have that same mentality? Like,
they get upset. Some of the ones I know.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think you should take a compliment, for real, for real. Mm-hmm. But you should be secure.
You'd be like, my girl is pretty, and
like,
she can get,
bad.
You know, a lot of guys.
And then some people, too, get, like, I'm talking
about insecure off that.
I've been, like, in that situation, too.
Okay.
And I've been, like, both, like, where I didn't care, and then where I did care. And the point, only time I start caring is when the text messages got, like, a little too much. Like, I'm gonna come over, and we can hang out, we can watch a movie. That is a little too much. Now it was just like, oh, you're pretty, like them on like Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Mm-hmm. But it's like you physically want to do stuff. It's like okay.
So would you get mad if your girl like likes another guy's picture or comments? You wouldn't get mad, okay? Because you know some, you know, if like roles were switched, you know, some guys would get mad at girls like.
I would ask, but I won't make a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, ask. That's what I say.
Okay. I just ask me like, what was that about? And then she said, I'm like, I'm not tripping.
But you follow them. What, are you not going to like their pictures?
Right. That's why you have an Instagram.
If you're the depends who the guy looks
like. No, because it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, before we were together, you know what I'm saying? Not even just before, but it's just, I follow all of my, you know, followers. Why are you following them for y'all not to like people's pictures? I understand the comment. You don't have to comment. Yeah. But liking people's pictures, I don't see any problem with that. If you already follow that person, that was the point of you, you know, following them, seeing their pictures, liking
their
pictures.
Thing.
I don't
unless
think that's a bad
devious,
thing. Yeah, unless you're trying to, or unless it was like an ex or something.
Right.
But.
Oh, yeah, not the ex thing.
But I don't see the problem in that.
I don't
that.
See the problem in it. I wouldn't get mad.
You follow them for a reason.
I wouldn't get mad if my like guy like liked
you. You wouldn't?
If you like pictures,
yeah.
No.
What the girl
comment,
is like,
comment is different.
What the girl is like an Instagram.
You,
I
she
call
she
bullshit.
Be, Yeah, she she'll be like,
but I wouldn't get mad at
She wouldn't approach him. Yeah, she'll probably tell me.
I'll probably tell Alicia.
And she'll be like, shut up.
Look at this girl. But then I wouldn't like actually physically get mad and like cause an argument over
What would make you physically get mad?
Commenting. Like if you put some hard eyes or some,
like it depends on what you comment to. I'm not even big with insecurities, like
me neither.
It depends on what you comment. Like if you're like cool with them, you know, saying like I say gang to my friend, all that stuff. But if it's a girl and you're commenting, you say something like just a little spicy, flirty, then what are you doing? Because you're with me and other people are nosy. They're gonna say,
looking at that.
Hold up, I thought he was in a relationship, but you comment on other girls saying some spicy. Yeah, it makes me look stupid in front of everyone.
Right.
So that's what you don't do.
See, comment, I can understand about that. Mm-hmm. What if, hypothetically, you know, on, what was that one called? DM. If he went to someone's DM and just start talking to him.
Oh, no.
That's like not texting them, though.
Yeah, that's texting.
So he can't text like another girl?
What? While we're together?
Wait, like, no, if he's about, a friend. Oh, it's a friend. I don't mind that. I don't care about that.
I thought you meant, like, just texting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, no, friends, that's fine.
But you won't feel some type of way? Like, you won't feel like...
If I know them.
If they're getting too close...
I should know his close friends. We should all
like,
be friends.
For me, I'm cool with a lot of like my guy friends, girls, because they introduce them to me as her friends, close friends.
What about like a homie? Okay, so I was talking to somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And we were talking, whatever. She was like, "Oh, I noticed that." Basically, which is weird. First of all, when it looked at my followers on Twitter. Mm-hmm. That's weird, first of all. Okay. And then start looking through the likes on Twitter. You can look through the retweets, but the likes on Twitter.
That's a little bit too much.
She was like, "Oh, I know you follow a lot of women."
I mean, yeah.
So then,
but you're going to follow a lot of guys?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, that's understandable. That's not that deep.
She was serious about it. And she started telling me about her whole other dude. How he played around.
And that's
with
her. How she got insecure.
But it's because of, other people do the same thing that she didn't think they would do. Mm-hmm. But they do that to them, so then they bring into her next relationship. So I guess. But then it's like, we're a whole new person. Stop bringing that. I hate when people bring things from their old past into something.
Yeah, because like, it's totally different.
Yeah. You got to understand that. Yeah. I think guys have more insecurities than women.
Yeah, they do.
Period. Like,
they do.
That's facts.
That's facts.
They get mad at everything.
You think dudes have more insecurities?
Yes. Hands down.
That's
because
not
there's
true.
A lot. If you
you're
think of it,
that you're
there's
not,
a
right?
lot
that's
of.
That's not true.
It's because of the double standard thing. That's why I'm saying it. It's a double standard thing. They have, they like, you can't do this, but I can do this. And when you try to say, why can't I do this as a woman? You're like, well, they're not supposed to, or because I'm a guy. Because I'm a
guy,
let it slide. I'm a guy.
So okay.
It's because girls let
it's just irritating. It's a double standard.
Girls cannot let things slide.
Look, okay, some girls.
Y'all may let it slide.
What do you mean let slide?
Like if it's some BS, like the dude may do something.
No.
That's not what I'm saying. I wasn't saying letting things slide because guys and girls don't let things slide. I'm talking about a double standard. As far as, like, somebody cheating or somebody talking to somebody else or...
Because I'm a guy,
I need to explore. Like, it's like...
I wasn't ready,
but I was scared to express
if
it. But if I said
to
that to you, you would say bullshit.
Your girlfriend.
Yeah, you should never ask that.
Don't ask if you're
not
ready.
Yeah.
That's straight up bullshit, dude.
You have to be ready within yourself.
But I do not agree with guys are more insecure than women. That's not true.
They are.
I
do agree with that.
Guys are very emotional too. They're
more emotional than girls.
That's true.
They're very, but they don't show it. But they're very emotional.
But they are like they can be in their room like they're very emotional.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you see it behind them getting angry and getting insecure.
And don't say
That's how emotional they are. Because I can be a laid back girl and just chilling, just like, all right, I'm done, like, and be cool and just move on. But I feel like as a guy, they'll say that, but then they'll come back around
and they'll bring it up later.
I don't know, guys.
It's crazy
because,
like, you know,
so
how
weird to me.
Say if a girl does something, they're quick to be done with them.
Yes,
but then
I've noticed that.
Have you noticed that? You know,
like
yeah.
in other people's relationships, I've noticed like they'll say, "Oh my gosh. If you did this to me, I would take you back." But
that's
we know
true.
That wouldn't happen.
You wouldn't. You would be quick to be done with me, right?
It depends on what was done.
Yeah.
That's true.
It
depends. So I'm the same way too. Like, I know that too. Women are more forgiving. Mm-hmm. Men are kind of like,
But then they come back. They come back around.
Some. Some guys. All right, any more?
Oh, wait. I want to know. What's your, like, ideal first date?
Do you think it should be an activity, or do you think it should be dinner?
Activity?
I think it should be dinner.
Dinner is the first basic.
Yeah, activity. Mm-hmm. Do something together.
For me.
Because you bond a little more, like, escape room, laser tag, something.
Yeah, but I think the first date should be like
something.
Your first.
I don't know about hiking. I'm not doing hiking.
I think your first date should be dinner because you guys are like talking about it, everything, getting to know. Second date should be a fun activity because then it's like, first of all, when you're sitting there, I need to know if I even want to go on a second date with you. Like, sitting there, actually, we can have a conversation. Because sometimes, behind activities, people aren't themselves. Like, yes, you can have fun, but I can't see the real side of
it. I don't agree with that.
I feel like you can kind of get a personality more.
Right. Yeah, and it's like, when you're doing an activity, like, say if I'm, like, I'm not shy, but say if I was shy, and at dinner, you're kind of, like, you know, reserved, and doing an activity brings out, like, the fun.
Yeah, but that's me.
I just have to see if you can talk to me, though. Sit there and talk.
Yeah, but you talk during activity. Yeah. That's, like, fun. Yeah,
no, I mean,
that's
me.
So, like, what I noticed, though, I like to do, I like to walk. Like, we just go walking. Yeah, you walk and talk,
Me, I like to do an activity first date. That'll be fun, because then I just get to see another side of you, but also we can still talk.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Like dinner, I just feel like it got old for me. Like, it's not like
dinner.
It's a bad thing, but I'm saying for a
movie,
first date.
No,
like,
I don't
impress
do that.
Me. Like, for a first date, I want you to impress me. Like, I want to do something.
Yeah,
out of the ordinary.
We're not going to a movie.
Yeah,
my first
not
date.
Dinner and movie.
Yeah, instead like me, we can go to movies all the time.
Yeah, you can get dinner all the time.
I love going to the movies.
That's not really a date. The movies, like, I feel like
I mean, it's a date.
You can technically call it a date, but it's just like. What? It's not like you're going to even really be talking. You're some
people,
I know.
People talking about how expensive stuff is. You know how many free date things you can do?
Yeah.
Especially around here.
Yeah.
What's a free date here?
You can go walk down D.C. and walk around, see sightseeing.
Oh, yeah, sightseeing is fun.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
That's
museums.
A lot you can do, actually, for
fishing.
Free.
Oh, my God.
I love fishing.
If somebody takes me on a fishing date, I'll cry.
It's fun.
You about to have people now.
Paddle boating. Oh, I want to go paddle boating.
I used to do it when I was younger.
A lot. Yeah, we used to do that.
So stuff like that. Some people just don't have no creativity.
They don't.
I know. It's just like this same normal
stuff. I
kind of
like, you know, people who come out of things about... Oh, it can be out of the ordinary. Like, I just, when you think about something that I was like, oh, I never thought about going on a date there.
You know what I'm starting to do, what I realized too? I was like, I don't know, I do things a little differently and whatever. So I used to feel like sometimes, like, I was, like, weird for thinking, doing certain. Now, I guess I'm older now. Mm-hmm. I don't care. It's like, you might as well just shoot your shot.
Yeah.
And just, if it works, it works. If it don't, it don't. You know what I'm
saying? I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
Shooting my shot.
No, I'm not shooting my shot.
I'm just saying from a man's perspective.
Yeah, no, man, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all should too. Why
no.
not? Y'all would never.
No.
Y'all been seeing, like, the little trend on Twitter?
I think I saw.
Women proposing to the men?
That's a man's job to do. I'm sorry. You're supposed to bend down on one knee and...
I've seen a lot of videos like that.
I don't like that.
I've never seen that before.
I don't like that.
Really? They were, like, on Facebook too, I think.
This is my thing. I mean, I don't know... Maybe I'm not wrong for saying this, but I feel like as a woman, if you have to propose to your man, I feel like he's not ready to marry you.
Well, we say half and half, 50-50.
He really isn't. I don't think
he's ready either.
Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you have to push him and bring it out, like, no, we need to get married now, and I'm going to propose to you. He's not into it.
So
that's what I think.
So, is she going to go look for rings? Like, I don't think that's her job to propose. It's just not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my perspective on it, but.
Yeah, I got you. Well, guys, that was that episode.
That was a great topic.
That was good. It went by faster than I thought it was going to go.
I know. Mm-hmm. All right, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow all of our social media accounts.
Share.
Share. And yeah, we're out.
Peace.